Okay, so I'm here with Richard Allen. Hello, how are you doing?
Hi, good, thank you.
Good. And we've just heard you give an introductory talk at Indigo Trust Given Tech event here. And you summarised the talk quite nicely by saying Web 1.0 is a bit crap and Web 2.0 is really quite good.
Yeah.
For various reasons, because it lowers the tech barrier, and so access to technology and using it and publishing. It's quite social and enables sharing and things to kind of be shared and discussed around. And you also spoke about how it can possibly revolutionise education in the future, and education's in for quite an interesting revolution. Do you just want to expand on that?
Yeah, so I just think we're at a phase now where the platforms exist, and including, I'm sure, people who are doing local sites in the UK, they can now access very easily online web platforms, video platforms, audio platforms, that mean that they can focus on the content and not have to worry so much about the underlying technology. And what that means is that they now have the potential to take content from all over the place, get it out across these mass platforms to a much broader audience than ever before, and really make an impact. So it's focused on that creativity, the innovation, the content that is now important, rather than, say, worrying about the nuts and bolts, which is what people used to have to do. That was the only way they could get stuff online.
And you were saying how this has helped lessen a lot of barriers. So kind of not just the educational barrier, but it's also helped, you know, with the gender imbalance that was in technology. You know, it'd be previously be a domain for male geeks, and now anyone can really access and create with it.
Yeah, I mean, what we're seeing, you know, on a service like Facebook is actually we have slightly more women users than men users, and we're seeing that, although obviously, you know, there's a heavy concentration on actually people typically 18 to 30, we are seeing the 35 pluses increasing very rapidly, so that we reckon we now do have platforms like ours that are accessible to the whole population rather than just to people who are interested in computing and internet. And that is revolutionary, potentially. Once you start having platforms that everybody feels comfortable using, then it means that everybody can express themselves without having to be part of a narrow club.
And you also spoke about the social aspect of it, so communities gathering together, and you gave the example of this this crazy mayoral competition in Italy, and how, you know, very much local corners are starting to come out, and these local places are starting to emerge in Facebook.
I think there's sometimes a misunderstanding about how people use internet services, that they believe they're a substitute for real face-to-face action. And they're not. I mean, our experience is very much that internet services complement face-to-face, and that means that local content is really interesting and important. You're going online to chat with people who are, you know, part of your family, but also part of your local community, about things happening in your local community, and then you're organising an event. I mean, we saw it after the London riots. Let's all get together and clean up our local high streets. Let's all get together and use the businesses on Dalston Road that had suffered in the riots. That was people using the online tools precisely to go out and do something in the real world. And I think that is more normal, if you like, more typical of how people use services than using them entirely as an online experience.
Yeah. And you also spoke about, now you're rushing off now to go to the House of Commons, talking about how there is a need for these types of technology in times of crisis, rather than shutting the things down to possibly widen that crisis.
I mean, that's why, I don't know, I mean, that was my experience. I think that was everybody's
experience.
Everybody who I know, they sat there and they said, your friends and family said, are you okay? How do you tell them you're okay? You do it by posting a status update or using whichever online tool that you use. So the idea that, you know, for the tens of millions of people in this country who desperately need to communicate with each other about a crisis happening right now, the idea that you would make that unavailable because there may be a tiny minority of people who are abusing that, I think is to me, it's not a simple decision to make, and the negative consequences are very significant.
Well, it also enables, you know, people to combat that and deal with its effects. So,
yeah.
Okay, well, best of luck.
Okay,
thank you very much for your time.
Thanks.
Cheers.
Bye.